Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
There's plenty of top-class horse racing to look forward to over the course of the weekend, and here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, and welcome Martin once again to the programme. How are you, Martin?
Good evening to you. Very well.
Plenty of rain over the last day or so.
Unfortunately, yeah, 34 mils here, but definitely now, I haven't seen it as wet for a long time, and I'll probably warn people that the Curragh definitely, you know, to get 2 days out with this weekend, we'd be doing very well. Saturday is an inspection at 7:30. Hopefully things will go okay. We've got really good racing there. Obviously, the Tattersall's Irish 2000 Guineas, the feature on Saturday, and of course, the Tattersall's 1000 Guineas on the Sunday. Eight race cards both days, and some exciting racing to look forward to, but no doubt about it, the ground is going to be extremely testing, so we have to take that on board when we're coming up with some selections, Barry.
Interesting stuff. We'll start with Saturday's meeting. As you said, the Tattersall's Irish 2000 Guineas Group 1 feature race on the card. It has an open look to the event, and probably even more so now with the ground the way it is.
I think you're dead right, Barry. 12 runners face the starter here, and the likely favourite is the Jessica Harrington trained Lucky Vega, a very good horse last season, winner of the Keeneland Phoenix Sprint at the Curragh last August. Bit unlucky then in the National Stakes afterwards, and he ran an excellent, really cracking race when a very close up third in the English 2000 Guineas a couple of weeks ago, just behind Poetic Flair. In what was a very good race, Master of Seas was second. He only got beaten a nose and a neck on that occasion, and certainly will be the likely favourite tomorrow. Question mark, of course, like everybody else, about the ground. Will he handle it or not? He's probably Luke de Vega, who normally do like a bit of an ease in the ground, but certainly this would be fairly testing for him. There was a doubt about him getting the trip at Newmarket, but I think no doubt he got the mile very well, and don't think the Curragh will hold any fears for him. Poetic Flair, of course, was the winner of the English 2000 Guineas on that occasion. Blotted his copybook a little bit by only finishing sixth in last weekend's French 2000 Guineas. Now, he didn't get the clearest of runs on that occasion, and with Jim Bulger or Kevin Manning on board again, letting him run again on Saturday, he certainly must be a big danger. I'm not quite sure though that really soft ground suits him. The ground was fairly quick in Newmarket. I think he's probably better on a better ground. Aidan O'Brien, of course, his three horses in the Irish 2000 Guineas all ran in the English 2000 Guineas and didn't actually fare that well, it has to be said. It was a little bit disappointing. Battleground never got into it under Frankie Dettori. He runs again under Wayne Lorden, while Wembley for Ryan Moore, another one, never really showed at Newmarket. Ryan has stuck with him though. He won on soft ground last year, so I can understand that. The other one of Aidan O'Brien's horse called Van Gogh, ridden by Jamie Heffernan. Now this one did win on very testing ground in France last season, so he won't have much fear with it. He should improve an awful lot. There's been plenty of money in the last few days, Barry, around 7-8-1. He was 10-1. And the more the rain falls, the more I think his chance will improve. He could go very well under Jamie Heffernan. I think Jim Bulger's other one, Maximini, is a very interesting one under Rory Cleary. He won a very testing ground last year. The Curragh won the Futurity Stakes. And he also won the race, the Post Trophy Doncaster. He wasn't beaten. He ran quite a good race and went third in the Derby trial behind Bolshoi Ballet at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. Now, maybe it might look a little bit disappointing on that occasion, but I think that he probably just needed a run. The ground was quite lively on that occasion too. I think he'd prefer the very soft ground. And if I was to have a bet tomorrow in this race, I think it would be Maximini each way around 9 or 10 to 1. I think he certainly will handle the ground, no problem with the trip, and should go well under Rory Cleary. Others to fancy, certainly the English one, Charlie Appleby, La Barossa, was second, the Craven Stakes in Newmarket a couple of weeks ago. That was a good effort. William Buick coming over to take the mount, he certainly will have a bit of a chance as well. So it's a very open contest. Kevin Renegade's Mona Sid, it'd be great to see him win it. The same combination, himself and Chris Hayes teamed up to win in 2016, but Artad, owned by the late Hamlin and McComb, and Mona Sid has definitely a good chance here. He was third in the Guineas Trial at Leopardstown there a couple of weeks ago behind Poetic Flair. Won't mind the ground. Slight question mark over whether he gets the mile or not, but certainly I think he's got a good each way chance around 14-1. So wide open contest, and I think myself, Maximini each way is the way I'm going to play it myself. Other good racing though on the card, and a really very good card it is, the 355, the Landmiles does take a Group 2 race for fiddies. Champers Elise for Johnny Murta, I think, should win this one. She should improve on her first run of the season when she finished fourth in the Hazel Stakes to Curragh a couple of weeks ago. She was a great Group 1 winner last season when winning the Matron Stakes. I don't think that very soft ground will bother her. The big danger is Winnie McCurry's opponent Plays, who handle this type of ground when winning at Nace on the first day of the season at the end of March. I think that one should go well, but I think Champers Elise is one for the favourite punters here. Other races in the Greenland Stakes, strong innings challenge here, Glenn Shiel for Archie Watson and Holly Doyle. Good to see Holly riding in Ireland on tomorrow, and this one was a good winner at Ascot last October on Champions Day. came out best in a very exciting finish. Has a Group 1 penalty to contend with here, but must go close for the Archie Watson stable. The best of home team. Last horse is in, the chances here. Senalia for Paddy Toomey must have a good chance. Well, Urban Beat and Make a Challenge both would be fairly fit, having run fairly well in the last couple of weeks. I think Urban Beat each way might be the way to go there for Johnny Murta, although Glenn Sheila definitely would be plenty of respect for in that particular race. The Marble Hill Stakes, very interesting race for 2 year-olds. Of the 9 runners, 7 of them have won before. Hard to tell who's going to handle the ground. Maybe it could be a bit of a tricky one. Maybe the likes of Celtic Kynes or Jim Bulger could come out best there at a bit of a price. Well, in other races, the Betway Handicap, a very wide open sprint, a lot of runners in this one. I think Gerald Leary has 2 good chances with Fast Star and Pretty Rebel, both showing good form on this type of ground. But I think Dermot Wells' Zigzag Ziggy could be one that might follow up his Nace win of a couple of weeks ago. He likes the very testing ground and should go well. Well, in the last race, the 5:30, maybe Eleonora from Michael Grassick had ran well and second at Nace a couple of weeks ago. Might go well there in a handicap off a nice handy weight. But very good racing tomorrow. Hopefully it will go ahead, and lots to look forward to.
That's for sure, Martin, and it'll be interesting to see if we can get the go-ahead on Sunday. We'll have a look at the action. And in terms of the feature race, one of the features in here will be the Tattersall's Irish 1000 Guineas. It's a Group 1, and I'm sure Pretty Gorgeous, who was one of the leading 2-year-olds last year, will start as a leading fancy for Joseph O'Brien.
Definitely so, indeed. On form, I'd say she definitely would have to be the pick of these. Indeed, Barry, very good filly, all right. The only, there would have to be a serious doubt, though, about the ground. Her best form seems to be on quicker ground than distance she's going to face on Sunday, but she has a lot of class. She is the highest rated filly in the race, of a mark of 113, and Shane Cross would be great to have him riding his first classic winner. He must have a very big chance, and the stall 14 probably won't be the biggest help in the world. She's drawn on the outside, but in saying that, I just think she has a touch of class about her, and she's a very, very good filly. She won the Filly's Mile at Ascot, Newmarket last October, beating a subsequent 1000 guineas winner, Mother Earth, on that occasion. Mother Earth went on, finished a good second in the French guineas last weekend as well. And actually, it's just on that form, Richard Fahey's Fab Rover was third in the English guineas a couple of weeks ago. She travels over with Paul Hannigan on board. This one has form and soft ground and should go very well at a decent price. Of course, Aidan O'Brien is probably the man to start with here. He always does well in this Irish 1000 guineas, but his Joan of Arc looks like the pick for Ryan Moore. This was a good winner of the guineas trial at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. Certainly only light race filly, only ran 4 times, has won at Tacora, has won on soft ground as well, so will be a leading fancy. The one I do like myself though is Jessica Harrington's No Speak Alexander. This one was an impressive winner of a maiden in Roscommon last season, a very testing ground, and she returned to Tacora there a couple of weeks ago by winning the Athesia Stakes in good style. I thought it was a very good run. Shane Foley on board, and certainly she definitely does handle the ground, which is going to be most important. Should have no problem with the mile trip as well. She rounded off last season by finishing 4th in a race in France in October, and that was also on a very soft ground, so it's lots to be in her favour. Other horses maybe with a chance each way. Fancy Lady for Paddy Toomey could go well. Didn't run too badly at Nace last time against the older fillies. Will appreciate coming back to 3-year-olds here. And as you said, it's pretty gorgeous. It's definitely the pick on form, but I wouldn't really worry about the ground for her, I have to say. And just on that alone, I think I'm going to go along with No Speak Alexander. That 1000 guineas course is only one of just 2 Group 1 races on the card. The second one's at 2:40, the Tattersall's Gold Cup. And unfortunately, we don't see last year's top filly, Love, back in action here. I think ground is too soft for her, so Aidan O'Brien relies on Broom. And so far this year, he's been a very good form winner of the Lead Stakes at Nace a couple of weeks ago, and then went on and won the Mortridge Stakes over this course and distance a couple of weeks ago. Had to do a bit of battling there to beat Helvig Dream on that occasion, but I think on the softer ground again on Sunday, Broom will take plenty of beating. We do see last year's Epsom Derby winner Serpentine taking his chance here as well under Wayne Lorden. He rounded off last season by finishing 4th in the Champion Stakes at Ascot. This will be his first run. The mile and a quarter probably bit on the sharp side for him, but he should go well. Search for Song for Dermot Wild, very good filly. This one, of course, won the last 2 runnings of the St. Ledger. Now the mile and a quarter trip probably will be behind the short side for her, but certainly soft ground brings her into occasion. But Holly Doyle travels over to ride True Self for Woody Mullins. This one was a good winner at Riyadh in February, but just again the worry would be the very soft ground. She hasn't really shown much form on very soft ground, so you'd have to have a slight worry there. I think Broom is probably good enough to win. Other rest though, the Gallon Loon Stakes, maybe horse called Errol's Word for Johnny Murtagh should go well. Third at Chester last time out, that was quite a good effort. Might be able to beat Erzin Jan for Dermerweld and Stampri Terra, a winner at Naas last weekend for Joseph Bryan. Other races then, the 4:20, the Habitat Handicap, very, very open race this, 16 runners facing the starter. I like the chance of Star Cashel for Fuzzy Stack and Andrew Slattery, likes testing ground, finished fourth in the Irish Lincoln on the first run this season. Last time didn't go quite his way at Roscommon. I think he's better than that, around 7 or 8 to 1. This one has definitely each way a chance. Well, to round off proceedings, maybe in the 5:30, the Dermerweld Trail Coulter, with Colin Keane on board, has a very good chance. He showed good form over hurdles during the winter, won't mind the soft ground, and has no problem with the 2 mile trip. I think this one definitely has plenty of things going for it in that 5:30 event.
Brilliant as always, Martin. So look, hopefully it'll get the oil clear anyway over the course of the weekend, because there is some really exciting racing down for decision. And best bets?
Yeah, I suppose we could have a look at a couple. All right, I do like the chance of Urban Beatty trained at 2:45 tomorrow at the Greenland Stakes. I think it's a very good chance. Shamper Solita should win the 2:50 to 3:55. I think that one is probably one of the best of the weekend. On Sunday, I'd be happy enough to go along with No Speak Alexander in the 1,000 guineas. I think she has a very, very good chance. But I also like the chance of Star of Cashel at the 4:20, the Habitat Handicap, and hopefully a reasonable price around 7 or 8 to 1.
We'll be keeping a close eye on them, Martin. And as always, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today, and enjoy the weekend.
And you too as well, Barry. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.